All right. So, well, first off, why? Number one, before we get to the list itself, which we'll get to, why do you do this? Why is this important?
We think it's important for, first of all, just to have a record of who these people are and exactly how much they spend, how much government itself is spending, and where exactly the money is going. And I think
follow the money kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in an era when it's relatively easy to get sort of up-to-the-minute data on federal contracts, we think it's worthwhile to take a step back and actually, because a lot of the data, it makes it very difficult. Different divisions of the same company will be listed separately in a lot of the federal records, and it's a little hard to tell like how much of, you know, a Lockheed Martin gets in total. So we like to do some work to try to aggregate those figures to come up with a really somewhat more accurate picture of how much money these companies are actually getting.
When that was going to be part two of that question, how easy is it to pull this list together? Because, you know, when in this openness and transparency, day of openness and transparency, you know, one thinks that, oh, sure, it's nice and easy. But I, having been involved with this before, it's not necessarily that easy.
No, it really isn't. I mean, I will say this. The data has improved dramatically over the years, and it is easier now to get data online than it has been in the past. But that said, it doesn't mean the data is perfect, and it doesn't mean it necessarily gives you the most accurate picture of what the overall contracting scheme is. So we do think there's still some value in going through and really trying to scrub the numbers and see what they show. And in some cases, you know, you come across anomalies in the data and you try to correct those.
And so, hold on, should we do a little music here? Hold on, where's my... No, I don't know. I don't know why we need that. So who's the big guy? No, probably not a shock to anybody.
No, I don't think so. Lockheed Martin is, yep, as it has been for many years now.
Yeah, a bunch of years.
In the top position, and their lead appears to be growing.
Yeah.
They're north of $41 billion total now in federal contracts. Boeing is in second place with a little over $25 billion.
And Northrop number three, Raytheon number four, General Dynamics number five. Those all been, they may have changed around slightly from place to place, but pretty consistent over the years.
Yeah, especially since the days of consolidation in the defense industry,
right,
in the 90s, once that shook out, that's sort of give or take, those have been the companies up near the top.
So anything surprise you as you were pulling the full list? And in fact, we have a link to the list on our website, federalnewsradio.com, so you can find the whole thing. You have what there's 200 of them. So anything particularly surprise you in there?
Yeah, there are some things where you can see the effects of what's going on. You can certainly see the effects of war spending. There are companies that basically have come out of nowhere to be near the top of the charts.
KBR is on number 14, so
right,
it's in the top 20. Bechtel, number 11.
Yeah, and 10, Oshkosh Truck Corporation.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
That is purely Iraq and, to a certain extent, Afghanistan war spending. That's mine resistant vehicles. That's new vehicles for the Army. And the Army itself is now by far the Defense Department's biggest spender of contract dollars. And that's been since these wars have started. So that you can definitely see the effects in there. Whereas the it used to be very much dominated by hardware makers and still is at the top. But a lot of these companies where you can see even the hardware is directly related to the war effort.
I'll tell you a couple of the ones that surprised me. At number 42, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Number 44, the California Institute of Technology. And there's a couple that are like that where it's essentially schools that are the 61, the University of California system. I'm guessing those are largely tied to the energy labs.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in each instance, those are companies that run large energy department facilities. And in the case of some of them, like University of California, they actually used to be quite a bit higher,
yeah,
on the chart. They used to be perennially a top 10, top 15 contractor.
One of the other things, that, and I was reading through the issue at home last night, but one of the really good things that the issue does is you carve it out by a whole bunch of different categories: defense, civilian, technology, small business, Air Force, Navy. I mean, you really have all sorts of parsing this number in a whole bunch of ways. Any of those pieces particularly surprise you?
I think there were surprises. There were, to a certain extent, there were surprises in each of them. Some a little bit more than others. There are things like that aren't necessarily surprising, but that really come to the top, like in information technology.
Illuminating.
Cybersecurity is clearly becoming a focus of where the dollars are going. And in the Army, it's these mine-resistant vehicles are very much a focus of what they're doing, and they're trying to use the techniques that they've honed in crafting these contracts, which have worked pretty well for them. They've gotten what they wanted pretty quickly in recent years, and they're trying to put that knowledge to use in future contracting efforts at the Army.
And one of the other ones that I was looking at, and I was just trying to quickly find the list while you were talking, I think it was in the small business, because these are companies that you wouldn't necessarily have heard of. And so it was an interesting both piece to read about, and the list was interesting to read, again, because companies that, you know, didn't necessarily know about.
Yeah. Yeah, there's and some of them with, you know, substantial amounts of dollars. I mean, you know, topping out above $700 million in federal contracts. One of the things you see in there is a lot of Alaska Native corporations.
Yeah.
That's a tribute to the late Ted Stevens.
Right. Yeah. Do you come out of this list and coming out? I mean, you in your lead piece, you write about that spending agencies are under orders to spend a little less freely. It seems like this may be a turning point. We're seeing some pushback at DOD in terms of trying to $100 million. They specifically note they're not cuts. They're shifts of money. But it feels like it's a different atmosphere in the government market right now.
Yeah. The interesting thing is that it's, you know, this being the government, it's not exactly cutbacks in spending, but the rate of growth in spending has really gone down pretty dramatically. I think 2007 to 2008, it was something like 15%. And for the past several years, it's been on the order of 12 to 15%. And 2008 to 2009, it was only 4%. So there is really no question that the rate overall of spending is slowing down, and I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on agencies to continue that trend. The Obama administration has tried to rein in contract spending, and that defense. Secretary Gates, of course, has his big initiative to cut spending. Now, interestingly, he's trying to cut spending elsewhere in the department so that it can fund the kind of initiatives that end up, you know, in this issue.
Tooth to tail.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if their overall numbers actually go down, because what he's trying to do is to find the money to continue funding modernization, and that translates directly into contract dollars.
Really quickly, any notable names that didn't make the list? I know there are sometimes some private companies that just don't, you know, they don't end up on the list or for some rhyme or reason.
Not really. It held fairly steady year over year in terms of the number of companies, and the changes tended to be more at the lower end than at the higher.
Yeah.
The contracting industry is fairly stable in terms of who the companies are. There are always companies, sort of lesser scale companies, that can jump way up or come out, because you can get, you know, if you get one contract worth $1 billion or close to it, and that can, you know, that can
change the landscape.
Right.